This is episode number 2492 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, July 27th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
I-C-Y-M-I. The first time I saw that, it took me the longest time to figure out what it meant. And I didn't figure it out the first time I saw it.
All right, well, now you know. In case you missed it.
John Krasinski is not in Oppenheimer, but his wife, Emily Blunt,
well,
is.
Well, yeah, of course.
But John played a part in her casting, sort of.
Really?
First off, the casting of both Matt Damon and Emily Blunt was a little meta. Since they are next-door neighbors in New York
City.
Wow.
That Matt Damon, he likes to hang out with celebrities.
Well, Matt Damon, is he in Australia?
He's in Australia. He's like,
in Los Angeles?
You know, best buds with Hemsworth. And here in New York, he's best buds with Krasinski and,
sure.
and Emily. And then here in L.A., best friends with Ben Affleck and J-Lo. You know what? If you like Matt Damon... He's a good guy to like because he hangs out
everybody.
With all the celebs. Probably gets you into the best parties.
So director Christopher Nolan came to our apartment building to meet with me.
Yeah.
And he already knew that he was going to go to Emily with the other part.
Yeah.
Is what Matt Damon said.
Okay.
But Chris chose not to offer the role to Emily on the same day because he didn't want to seem like he was only going to one building to cast the entire movie.
Well, you know, that building might have been the right building, but okay. Jeez.
However, Chris bumped into John. You remember John, Emily's real-life husband.
Oh, yeah, that
and
John.
Krasinski.
Uh-huh.
And what's his name? Not John Wick. That's Keanu Reeves.
No, he's
Jack Ryan. Yeah.
Jack Ryan.
He bumped into him in the elevator on his way out, and he ended up handing the script to John saying, "Oh, by the way, while you're here, give this to your wife."
I guess when you're Christopher Nolan, you could talk like that to people.
So it's a bummer.
They're probably like, ooh.
It's a bummer that John is not in the film.
Yeah,
not even in a cameo.
Hell? What the
Come
hell?
Come on, Chris Nolan.
Come on.
You could have fit him in somewhere. It was a 3-hour movie,
he
for goodness sakes.
He could have been somebody in Los Alamos. He could have been extra.
Sure.
He could have wore a suit like... Because, I mean, even Krasinski, isn't Krasinski like a stormtrooper, too, or something like that?
Well,
I don't know.
Well, he could have been one of the students in class.
Oh, he sure could have.
He could have been a communist.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
The possibilities are endless.
He could have played Oppenheimer. He really could have. But it wouldn't have been the same.
He probably could have, but no.
Wouldn't have been the same. No, I mean, Killian's great in this, but anyway.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think that's hilarious. So, we'll keep an eye on Chris Nolan to see how many people he casts in his next movie that were in Oppenheimer. Because he does stuff like that. He does stuff like that.
Oppenheimer, because he can.
Because he can.
If it ain't broke, by now you've probably heard that Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie all returning for season 22.
I think that's a smart move on ABC's part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a totally smart move. Yeah.
Season 22 of American Idol, Ryan Seacrest. Well, he's also
A smart
been
move.
Re-upped to host.
Nobody,
as well.
I think, nobody until they reboot this in a different generation, 20 years from now, nobody is going to be able to host that show but Ryan.
No,
I'm sorry,
no,
it's his show.
Yeah,
he needs. I mean, he's earned it. He totally, he's totally earned being the host of that show.
He's put the work into it.
No, man, he's a hard worker. Work ethic has never been questioned about Ryan Seacrest.
No,
you know,
never.
As long as we've known of him, and we go back to the mid-90s here.
Yeah.
When he came to Los Angeles, he was an afternoon disc jockey here in L.A.
Yeah.
And he's been nose
Star
to the grindstone ever since.
Oh,
you know?
The work ethic?
Yeah.
It's above reproach.
He's a workaholic.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's his show. I don't think they can give that to anybody else. It's like when they took Dancing with the Stars away from Tom Bergeron, they ruined that show.
Yes.
ABC, listen to what we say. Don't ever touch Ryan Seacrest and Idol. Other than that, you got to cancel it. No, I'm serious.
Well, that's I agree.
Yeah.
While not necessarily a shock, some people speculated about Katie's future with the Juggernaut talent show.
Yeah, that's right.
Because she appeared to be rude to some contestants last season.
Oh my gosh,
people are so effing sensitive.
I know, right? It's hello.
Get over yourselves.
Oh my God. 22 seasons of American Idol. Pretty sure people have had their feelings hurt for 22 seasons.
Simon Cowell?
Yeah, hello. Two words.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's still hurting people's feelings on America's Got Talent.
But he's also, since he's become a daddy.
Oh, no, he's a little softy.
He's a bit more sensitive.
He's a softy now. Yeah. Yeah, he's playing the softy.
He actually cried on one of them.
I've seen him cry on a couple of them. But, you know, he also quit smoking. So I think that's, he's like still jonesing for the Nick.
Well, the chemistry between the three judges seems to be one of the better matchups.
I think so. I mean, come on. Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj. Oh, yeah. No. We don't want to go back there.
No. Ellen, no.
No,
Mick
Ellen.
Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
It was not okay. Mick Jagger. Steven Tyler.
Mick Jagger would have been great. I don't think you'll make it. Sorry, bird. Off with you. You know, I don't know. I think that... I like J-Lo on there, but I especially, you know, I still love Paula Abdul. I wish she would come back and do it. But this is good.
Let's do some guests.
This is good. This is a good group.
It's a good group.
You know, and they have fun, and they really are from different genres and age groups, because Lionel Richie is for all of us oldies, and then you got Katy Perry for the youngins, and then you got Luke Bryan for the ass kickers.
They're all three pretty cool. I like all three of them, actually.
Well, good on American Idol. Yep. And, of course, it'll be on ABC. And it'll be here because they don't need writers.
That's true.
SAG
new auditions
actors.
Begin August 4th.
There you go. Can't wait. With our apologies, by the way, to Paula Abdul. Because, you know, sorry, Paula. They didn't want you anymore. And Halle Berry.
Goodness.
More Who Cares Tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news that you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.